Today, we'd like to see the title city in the book of Ezekiel, chapter 4, verses 1 through 7. Before starting, I want to give you three questions. Number one, in verses 1 and 2, why does God let Ezekiel to portray the capital city of Jerusalem on a day tablet? Question 1, in verses 1 and 2, why does God let Ezekiel to portray the capital city of Jerusalem on a clay tablet? Question 2, what should we respond to hard understood verses in the Bible? The question 2, what should we respond to hard understood or difficult understood verses in the Bible? The last question, what is the ultimate result of those who never repent their sin, even in given opportunities? The question 3, last question, what is the final result of those who never repent their sin, even in given opportunities? Ezekiel delivered God's word from the fifth year of Zedekiah's reign. Zedekiah is the last king of a southern country, Judah. So Israel was divided into two countries after the death of Solomon king, that time 931 before Christ. So northern country is called as Israel, southern country is called as Judah. So 722 before Christ, northern country was defeated or conquered by Assyria. Then southern Judah, southern country named Judah, also was defeated or conquered by different country, Babylon. Then in 536 before Christ, Persia united all countries. Persia conquered Babylon. At that time, all colonized people could have freedom. If they want to go home, the Persian king allowed them to go back to their home country. Verse 1 said, you also, son of a... Basically, God told to Ezekiel, you, meaning the Ezekiel, you also, son of a man. Ezekiel, you are son of a man. Take a clay tablet and lay it before you and portray on it a city, Jerusalem. Portray meaning, you know, drawing. So basically, God said to Ezekiel, you bring a clay tablet, then you should draw the city of Jerusalem on that tablet. Lay city against it. So make a surround against that city. Build a city wall against it. So you should draw around the city of Jerusalem, and you put or build a city wall, a city fence against Jerusalem, and heap up a mound against it. So you should make a mound against the city of Jerusalem, the capital city, Jerusalem. Then set campus against it, set tents against it also, and place a battering rams against it all around. Battering rams is weapon. Weapons against the city of Jerusalem. God asked Ezekiel in the fifth year of Zedekiah's reign. So because God told Ezekiel to portray the city of Jerusalem on the table, on the clay tablet, tablet, then you should make a city around the city of Jerusalem, also city, the city wall, also mounds, also campus against it. This one is actually happened. The Ezekiel delivered God's word to Jewish people in the 5th year of Zedekiah, that dated 592 before Christ. But after 4 years, that kind of happened. After 4 years, but right here, the 2nd Kings chapter 25, verses 1 through 7, exactly after 4 years after Ezekiel delivered the God's word to Jewish people, that happened. Now it came to pass in the 9th year of his reign. So 9th year of Zedekiah's reign. So Ezekiel prophesied in the 5th year of Zedekiah's reign to portray the city of Jerusalem on the clay tablet and make a city wall against the city, also mounts, also campus. That kind of happened after 4 years, 9th year. In the 10th month, on the 10th day of the month, then Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, Gentile, not Jewish, king of Babylon, and all his army came against Jerusalem and encamped against it. So they made a camp against the city of Jerusalem, and they built a city wall. Exactly happened. They, Babylonians, built a city wall against the city of Jerusalem, all around meaning city, round up. So the city was besieged until the 11th year, so 3 years later. So three years, Babylonians besieged the city of Jerusalem. So they put mound, they put camp against the city. But 11th year, the 3 years later of King Zedekiah, by the 9th day of the 4th month, the famine had become so severe in the city of Jerusalem that there was no food for the people of the land. So basically, Jewish people got starvation. Then the city wall was broken through, and all the men of war fled at night by way of the gate between two walls, which was by the king's garden, even though the Chaldean is Babylonians, Chaldeans or Babylonians were still encamped all around against the city of Jerusalem. And the king went by the way of a plain, but the army of the Chaldeans pursued the king, and they overtook him in the plains of Jericho. All his army was scattered from him, so they took the king and brought him up to the king of Babylon at Riblah, the city name, and they pronounced judgment on him. Then they killed the sons of Zedekiah before his eyes, put out the eyes of Zedekiah, bound him with the bronze fetters, and took him to Babylon. So basically, after Ezekiel prophesied God's word by portraying the city of Jerusalem on clay tablet, 4 years later that happened. 4 years later they made up, but 7 years later actually happened. So right here, moreover, take for yourself an iron plate. So they made up iron plate surrounding the city of Jerusalem and set it as an iron wall. So iron plate meaning flat iron pan, like a fry pan, flat iron pan, kind of like they made us surround with the flat iron pan against the city of Jerusalem. Set it as an iron wall between you and the city, you meaning Ezekiel and the city of Jerusalem. Set your face against it, and it shall be besieged for it shall be surrounded, and you shall lay city against it, against the city of Jerusalem. This will be a sign to the house of Israel. So God gave a sign to Ezekiel to portray or to draw the city of Jerusalem on clay tablet. Then a certain mound was set up around the city of Jerusalem, or a camp, and so iron, you know, plant, you know, kind of thing. Then verse 4 said, lie also on your left side, lay the iniquity of the house of Israel upon it. The iniquity meaning the sin of the house of Israel. So as I said, northern country name is Israel, southern country name Judah. So house of Israel, which means northern country, was already conquered by Assyria when Ezekiel prophesied. According to the number of the days that you lie on it. So left side lie on how long? You shall bear their iniquity. You shall bear their sin. For I have laid on you the years of their iniquity, according to the number of the days, 390 days. So you shall bear the iniquity of the house of Israel. Basically, the lad Ezekiel lay on left side how long days? So 390 days you stay on left side. That's a sign the house of Israel to bear their sins or their iniquity for 390 days. So also here, verse 6, and when you have completed them, lie again on right now, right side, then you shall bear the iniquity of the house of Judah 40 days. I have laid on you a day for each year. So basically one day equal to 1 year. So which meaning the house of Israel would bear their iniquities for 390 days. So the house of Judah, southern country, would bear their iniquity or sins for 40 years. So what does it mean? So we might figure out because the northern country Israel was conquered by Assyria, southern country would be conquered by Babylon, but both country was finally conquered by Persia. So Persia given freedom to all colonized people. So Persia conquered Babylon date 536 before Christ, B.C. 536 plus 390 equal to 920 B.C. So, basically, from 920 B.C. up to 536 B.C., the gap is 390 years. Basically, northern Israel would bear their iniquity or the consequence of their sin from 920 B.C. up to 536 B.C. when Persia would give freedom to house of Israel. Also, 40 years we can calculate 536 plus 40 equal to 576, which meaning the house of Judah would bear their sin or the consequence of sin from 576 B.C. up to 536 when Persia would give freedom. So, but this is a time is not, you know, clear. So we know that house of Judah was conquered by Babylon 586, not in 576. Also, after the death of Solomon, Israel was divided two countries that date 931 BC, not in 920 BC. Some kind of unclear. But that's why Septuagint Bible, you know, the Greek word Bible, Septuagint Bible, the first of all changed 390 days to 190 days. They changed it. So in that case, come out 726 BC. So 726 BC is similar to 722 BC. That time, the house of Israel defeated and conquered by Assyria. So we don't know, you know, sometimes, you know, difficult to understand the verses. That's how, you know, we should respond to difficult to understand the verses in the Bible. The Bible said, the 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 16 said, as also in all his epistles, speaking in them of these things, in which are some things hard to understand, which untaught and unstable people twist to their own destruction, as they do also the rest of the scriptures. The Peter warned to Christians, do not try to understand difficult to understand the verses, because you might have the risk of a twist to their own destruction. That's a warning. The second also, the 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 12, disciples said, for now we see in a mirror, dimly or uncleanly, but then face to face. Then meaning when we meet the Lord Jesus Christ. Then face to face, now I know in part, but then I shall know as just as I also am known. So when we met our Lord Jesus Christ at that time, we can know clearly. But right now, the dimly. So even if some Bible verses are difficult to understand, we should wait on the Lord to reveal that meaning in our life. Otherwise, when we meet our Lord Jesus Christ, the unclear meaning would be cleared up. Then, therefore, you shall set your face toward the city of Jerusalem, or the surrounding of Jerusalem city. Your arm shall be uncovered, and you shall prophesy against it, against the city of Jerusalem. And surely I will restrain you so that you cannot turn from one side to another. So right here, God gave a sign to Ezekiel gesture, like a miserable constraint, an inevitable situation, like in a tragic state. So I will restrain you so that you cannot turn from one side to another. You got stuck in only one side till you have ended the days of your search. Some kind of God, you know, give the gesture to Ezekiel what, you know, Jerusalem, the house of Judah, would happen unless they repent their sins. So that kind of inevitable situation, also tragic state, would come unless you repent your sin. Also, take of yourself wheat. In order to make a bread, so you are using wheat. Because flour is made from wheat. So, but unfortunately, right here, all of the mixture, wheat, barley, beans, lentils, millet, and spelt. Put them into one vessel and make a bread of them for yourself. So really, unpalatable bread. So all things are mixed up. Because why? Because no enough wheat. That's why they are making up all the the wheat, barley, you know, bean, the, like a mixture, to make a bread. During the number of days that you lie on your side, 390 days, you shall eat it. So 390 days, more than, is, 1 year, so you shall eat it, that kind of untasteable, you know, bread or unpalatable, bread, you know, a lot of, you know, mixture. So, that kind of, bread, you know, they are going to eat how long? 390 days. And your food which you eat shall be by weight, 20 shekels a day, but only you may eat 20 shekels a day. What is a shekel? Shekel is a Hebrew unit. So one shekel is 2 people's ounce. So 20 times 2 people's ounce equal to 8 ounces. So you may eat the unpalatable, you know, mixture bread 8 ounces per day, only 8 ounces per day, very few. Then also, from time to time you shall eat it. You shall also drink water by measure, meaning rations, by ration, by measure, 1/6 of a hin. Hin is a Hebrew unit. 1 hin equal to 8 pints. 1 hin equal to 8 pints. So 1/6 times 8 equal to 1.33. Yeah, 1.33 pints. So only one day you may drink water at 1.33 pints only. So very small water. From time to time you shall drink, and you shall eat as a barley cakes, not wheat cakes. Barley cakes, unpalatable cake compared to wheat cakes. And bake it using fuel of human waste in their sight. So human waste meaning human dung. That is a symbol of uncleanness. The Bible said to Deuteronomy, chapter 23, verses 12 through 14, human excretion or human dung is unholiness. Also, you shall have a place outside of the camp where you may go out, and you shall have an implement among your equipment, and when you sit down outside, you shall dig with it, and turn and cover your refuse or your excretion or your dung. For the Lord your God works in the midst of your camp to deliver you and give your enemies over to you. Therefore your camp shall be holy, so your dung should not in the camp at all, because your camp shall be holy, that he may see no unclean thing among you and turn away from you. Unclean thing is human excretion or human refuse. Then Ezekiel said, so I said, Ezekiel said, "Ah, Lord God, indeed I have never defiled myself from my youth until now. I have never eaten what died of itself, or was torn by beasts, nor has abominable flesh overcome into my mouth." So Ezekiel basically talks about to Leviticus chapter 22, verse 8. This is an unclean thing. Whatever dies naturally, or is torn by beasts, he shall not eat to defile himself with it. I am the Lord. So God, you know, prohibited human being to eat naturally dead beast or torn beast. So that is considered as uncleanness. That's why Ezekiel, you know, says so. That's abominable flesh. Then God said to me, God said to Ezekiel, see, I am giving you cow dung instead of a human dung. So cow dung would be, okay, cow dung, and you shall prepare your bread over it. Because to cook bread, so with the cow dung instead of a human dung. Moreover, he said to me, son of a man, surely I will cut off the supply of bread in Jerusalem. So some point is a supply, like a bread or water is gone, will be gone, So I will cut off the supply of bread in Jerusalem. They shall eat the bread by weight. And with anxiety, or with astonishment, or with fear, anxiety, and shall drink water by measure, and with dread, or anxiety, or astonishment, that they may lack bread and water. So they may lack bread. So little bread, little water. Finally, no bread, no water. And be dismayed with one another. Dismayed, which meaning removed with one another, and waste away because of their iniquity. Finally, the Israel people would be waste away or removed because of no food.
Okay.
So Josephus, the Hebrew historian, discovered that Babylonian, the surrounding against the city of Jerusalem. So the house of Judah people were starved. So at that time they ate their children to satisfy their hunger. So cannibalized record is discovered, cannibalized record. So that's a really tragic, state, the miserable state. Yeah. Number one, in verses 1 and 2, why does God led Ezekiel to portray the capital city of Jerusalem on a clay tablet? The answer, effective visual warning to Jewish people to repent their sins and to come back to the Lord. The question one, in verses 1 and 2, why does God let Ezekiel to portray the capital city of Jerusalem on a clay tablet? Effective visual warning to the house of Judah to repent their sins and to come back to the Lord. Question 2, what should we respond to hard understood verses in the Bible? For example, verse 5 and 6, 390 days or 40 days to the house of Judah, that kind of stuff is not clear. That moment, we should wait on the Lord to reveal that meaning. So according to Bible, the last question, what is the ultimate result of those who never repent their sin even in given opportunity? In verse 17 says, the last version, first of all they will be removed, finally waste away. They will waste away. So whenever God gives opportunity to repent our sin, we should repent our sins in that given opportunity. Otherwise, we will be removed or we will be wasted away. Let's just sing song all together, the last song, the Paisley Blue Book, page 8, number 3.